This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Fiji today exchanged 7 agreements on health, standardization, capacity building, and also on big impact projects in New Delhi. In his press statements after delegation-level talks with his Fijian counterpart, Sithiveni Ilekamamada Rabuka, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said a 100-bed super speciality hospital will be built in Suva, the capital of Fiji. He added that dialysis units and sea ambulances will be sent alongside setting up of Jan Aushadhi centres, which will ensure affordable and high-quality medicine.
हमने तय किया कि सुवा में 100-bed super speciality अस्पताल बनाया जाएगा. Dialysis units और sea ambulance भेजी जाएगी. और जन औषधि केंद्र खोले जाएंगे जिससे सस्ती और उत्तम क्वालिटी की दवा हर घर तक पहुंचेगी.
Mr. Modi further underscored that both countries are ready to share their experience in the fields of cyber security and data protection and agree that terrorism is a huge challenge for humanity. The Prime Minister highlighted that India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard. Mr. Modi noted that climate change is a critical threat for Fiji, and in this context, both countries are working together on renewable energy. He added that both India and Fiji are together in the International Solar Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and Global Biofuels Alliance. Mr. Rabuka said his delegation has been very impressed beyond expectations with what they have seen, what they have heard, and what has been brought to fruition in the signing of the various agreements today. He also said India and Fiji stand together in promoting peace, stability, welfare, and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be launching development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During his 2-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will also address a public function in Ahmedabad this evening. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate power distribution projects worth over 1,000 crore in Ahmedabad, Mehsana and Gandhinagar under the Uttar Gujarat Vis Company Limited. Implemented under the revamped distribution sector scheme, these projects will modernize the electricity network, cut losses, reduce outages during adverse weather. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the redevelopment of slums at Ramapirno Tekro under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, alongside major road widening works at Sardar Patel Ring Road and new urban projects to strengthen water supply and sewage management in Ahmedabad. Further, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a new stamps and registration building in Ahmedabad West and state-level data storage center at Gandhinagar. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protests against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protest by opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the Prime Minister under the aegis of this bill. Indian astronaut group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla was given a grand welcome in his hometown, Lucknow, today. Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak and Mayor Sushma Kharkwal received him at Chaudhary Charan Singh Airport. Shubhanshu participated in a victory parade organized by his school, followed by the felicitation ceremony at his alma mater, the City Montessori School. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla encouraged students to pursue a career as an astronaut. He said the future is bright and we have a vision and mission to land on the moon by 2040. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. According to the weather agency, heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. Vietnam has shut down airports, closed schools and begun mass evacuations as it prepares for the most powerful storm so far this year. Vietnam's weather agency said Typhoon Kajiki, with wind speed up to 166 kilometers per hour, is due to make landfall this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.